Hello, welcome to Entrepreneurship Policy Pulse, a podcast by the Faith Institute of Faith Foundation. Our conversations would revolve around Nigeria's entrepreneurship ecosystem, touching on key thematic areas and preferring policy recommendations. This podcast would feature researchers, economists, policy influencers, and stakeholders within Nigeria's entrepreneurship ecosystem.
So good morning once again, Mr. Taiwo Oyedele. I'm really delighted to be having this, what I will call a check-in call with you, a year after our fireside chat. Last year, November, you joined us at the 9th Faith Policy Dialogue Series on Entrepreneurship, of which we focused on tax reform process. You were there for the launch of our report called The Unlocking Prosperity for Nigeria's NMSMEs Through Tax Reforms. And we had a very intensive conversation around your role as the president, as the chairman of the president's fiscal policy and tax reforms committee, your key priorities, and also, you know, the progress that you're looking, you had made up until that point, and some of the milestones that you were looking to make, particularly around tax reforms. So first off, I really just want to say thank you for agreeing to being accountable, coming to give us some of your very busy time, a year plus, and I hope that we'll be able to clarify some issues beyond just getting a status update on where we are. Thank you very much, and you're welcome.
Thank you.
Fantastic. So my first question would be around the progress that you have made, you and your committee have made in addressing some of the milestones that were discussed. At our policy dialogue last year, there were very specific proposals that were priority for you, particularly regarding harmonizing and streamlining tax administration for micro, small and medium enterprises in Nigeria. And I recall in particular, you talked about, you know, you even started by saying that tax harmonization was the priority action for you, for the president, and a lot of the engagements you had done up until then with the governors, with the National Economic Council, with senators, House of Reps, had been around that. And you also made some specific comments around reducing taxes, which at that time were about 60 official taxes and over 200 unofficial taxes, and proposing to combine them to less than 10 with no more paying at 4. You talked about outlawing outdated tax laws. You talked about outlawing cash payments, particularly at local levels, and also introducing a single revenue window that's digitized and makes it easy for people to know what taxes they're paying, when they're paying, who are they paying it, and how they're paying. So that's a long brief, but what has been the progress you and the committee have made since then on this proposed action areas?
Yeah, so let me start by thanking Faith, your leadership, as well as your members in this journey, which is now a little over 1 year. So indeed, I remember every second that I spent with Faith and your members and participants last year, and the promises that we made. So one of the reasons why I'm very grateful for the work you're doing is that you're one of our, you know, stakeholders that were able to provide us with concrete information that is data-driven. One of the videos that you used for the conference turned out to be very instrumental for us. So we shared it with some of our political leaders just to get the message directly. And we also use it in our committee meetings to inform some of the decisions that we took. So thank you very much. We're grateful for that. Since we had the last engagement, we have done quite a lot. We started by trying to engage with stakeholders to properly understand the challenges that we face, particularly based on hard evidence and data and the extent of those issues. Of course, as you'd imagine, a small business in the South may well be facing very different challenges than a small business in the North. So we try not to also paint the whole of Nigeria with a single brush, but that would not be appropriate. We are very grateful to Nigerians generally. We were also pleasantly surprised ourselves to receive submissions and input from every single state across Nigeria. So this exceeded our own expectation, and it's the show of confidence that people have in the work that we're doing. So having done all those diagnoses, the analysis of where the problems are coming from, and what we needed to do about it, what we then moved on to do was to identify what we call the quick wins. What can we do very quickly since we don't have the luxury of time to wait for 1, 2, 3, or 4 years? And we're grateful also that for those quick wins, we're able to make some progress. Of course, it's not 100%, but good process, progress all the same. And as part of that process of trying to deal with the issues, we also drafted a national fiscal policy. The intention being, as a country, can we set a framework around how we deal with fair taxation, how we ensure that we have responsible borrowing and sustainable spending? We discovered that beyond taxes, Nigerians are concerned about how their monies are being spent. We pay the taxes, but we don't get the services from government, or it's not at the right level of quality, or the priority of spending is disconnected with what is important to the people. We've been able to address some of these in our document around national fiscal policy. In addition to that, we, like you mentioned, we have prioritized issues around tax harmonization. Of course, it's not a journey of not even 1 year, because some of the issues around harmonization of taxes go all the way into the constitution, because we have constitutional powers, like, for example, empowering local government to collect radio license taxes, TV taxes, bicycle produce, even wheelbarrow taxes. You have all manners of signage, haulage. So what we are doing now is appealing to them to suspend those taxes, while at the same time we have sent amendments to the constitution to the National Assembly. We actually have articulated how this thing should be addressed, but of course trying to amend the constitution is also not a quick win. It takes time because they have to do their work at the center and then engage with the state's houses of assembly across Nigeria. But we think that there's progress as we speak. In addition to that, we've also been able to get to a point where from our key stakeholders, the governors, we're also engaging with the local government. We've engaged with some local governments in Lagos, in the FCT, and we're trying to take, local government in Lagos and the FCT as the pilot for what we are trying to do. So that once we're able to succeed with those very important two locations, that actually warehouse most of the small businesses, we can then use that as a template to then replicate across Nigeria. So in a nutshell, we have made some progress, not where we would like to be, but we're no longer where we used to be.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Mr. Oyedele. It's really great to hear about the progress you've made with, some quick wins. One of the issues people have always had, a lot of our businesses have always had, is that even when I pay this tax, there's no transparency around how that revenue is being utilized to then benefit me. So the proposals within the national fiscal policy is noted. And definitely, as you said, it is a marathon. It's not a sprint. A lot of these issues are entrenched within the constitution, and there's quite a lot of engagement, but also constitutional reform that this will require. So this then moves me to my second question. Can you provide a very high-level view of the proposals within the reform bills? Therefore, from my understanding, within the reform bills that have been presented to the National Assembly. And please also clarify, has this been withdrawn or not? Because we have some news in the media that, it's been withdrawn. What's the issue around the state of the bills in the National Assembly? And then what are the key provisions of those bills, particularly with respect to micro, small, and medium enterprises? Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much. So I think to start with, the bills have not been withdrawn. This was initially an issue raised by the Northern Governors Forum, and then subsequently by the National Economic Council, where you have all the governors. And the issue is really to do with the derivation formula for VAT. And the fact that they wanted to be sure what impact the new proposal will have on their revenue. I think that's okay for us. We don't take it personal. We're not unhappy about it. We think it actually gives us the opportunity for further engagement to clarify our thoughts. And nothing says that we'd always be right. So if it turns out that we're wrong, we quickly correct and make sure that all our stakeholders are happy. We want them to be happy with the reforms. But Mr. President's view was the issue is not something that requires that we withdraw the bills. We can continue with the process at the National Assembly while we address the concerns of the governors. And I do agree with Mr. President as well. The process of if you withdraw the bills to get it back to the National Assembly, we'll be lucky if we can do that in the next 6 months. We don't have that luxury of time. And the more you move towards the second, third year of an administration, the more things become more political because now they'll be thinking about the next election cycle. So I think we're happy that overall we are at a point where we are now, where the bills are still at the National Assembly. And we continue to engage with the governors, with the lawmakers, with ministers, and other key stakeholders as the process continues. So in terms of the major provisions of the law, so there are four of them, like rightly mentioned. We have one that we call the Nigerian Tax Bill. So this is supposed to be one law that brings together all the major taxes in Nigeria. So you can find them in one place in line with our objective of tax harmonization. And it's also to get rid of so many nuisance taxes. Then the second bill is the Nigeria Tax Administration Bill. So this is one law that is together how we do tax and revenue administration from registering with the tax authority, doing filing of tax returns, making payments, assessment issue, doing tax audits, exchange of information, using technology, everything to do with administration of taxes and revenue. We have it in that second bill. And then the third one is the Federal Inland Revenue Service Establishment Act is being repealed and to be replaced by what we call the Nigerian Revenue Service Establishment Bill. So this bill is the bill that will create a revenue service that will interconnect the whole of revenue administration across Nigeria, whether it's to do with customs at the federal level or with the state internal revenue service and even local government. So that, for example, if you need a tax clearance certificate to buy land and you live in Lagos, but you want to buy land in Kogi, you don't need to go and pay another tax clearance certificate to be able to, which is what happens today because the systems are not interconnected. And then the last one is the Joint Revenue Board Establishment Bill. This is to recreate the joint task board we have currently with expanded scope, particularly including setting up the Office of the Tax Ombudsman. So the Tax Ombudsman, our primary objective in setting that up is really the small businesses. Today, a small business owner is left out in the cold. If they come to you and they say, Madam, you are owing 4 million naira from value added tax, PAYE, withholding tax, where do you even start? First, you don't know what the law says. You don't have the money to pay accountants and lawyers. You can't go to court because you can't afford it. So you start begging, and then at the end of the day, you have to pay some payment under the table. They leave you for a few months, they come back again. It's a very difficult situation to be in where you feel hopeless and helpless. We feel like that should not happen to our citizens. So the Office of the Tax Ombudsman, we now advocate for the vulnerable taxpayers. You don't need to pay anything. You don't need to incur any costs. You don't need to travel anywhere. So beyond that, we also have recommendations in those bills to increase the threshold for what is a small business from 25 million annual turnover today to 50 million. At that threshold, you will not have to pay VAT on your goods and services. We currently even have the withholding tax regulation that we were able to get approved. And this takes effect from January next year, where small businesses will not have to account for withholding tax. In addition to that, the 50 million naira threshold would also apply to companies' income tax. So small businesses will pay 0% companies' income tax, which means they are not paying companies' income tax, as well as for personal income tax and PAYE of their staff. Our proposal includes increasing the threshold for exemption to around 80, 90,000 naira per month, which is mostly what small businesses will pay their staff. So majority of small business owners will not even have to bother about paying taxes on the small salaries they pay their staff once our reforms are fully implemented. So in a nutshell, we continue to prioritize what's important to small businesses because we think they are the engine of growth. They're the majority of our people, and they're the one that will help us with inclusive development, not leaving anyone behind. So we are happy with the progress we're making. We are impatient. We think that we wish we had completed all of this like yesterday, but today they say is the next best time. So we remain optimistic.
Great, thank you. And we're happy that you continue to remain optimistic and you fully detailed out as best as the time would allow us sort of the different provisions for each of the four bills. My last question, and if you can quickly respond to that, will be where can everybody find this information in terms of the bills that are being proposed? We do have an audience that will be listening to this that are made up of BMOs, trade groups, associations, and people that support micro, small, and medium enterprises across Nigeria in different spaces. How can they continue to engage with your committee and engage in this reform process? Is there still opportunity for even submissions and for engagement with your committee at this stage where we are?
Yes, very good question. So thank you for asking. So indeed, we draw our strength from the engagement with our stakeholders. And we're not looking for praises. We're not saying when you see us, you should be appreciating us. We're just saying be constructive in your engagement with us, which should be that it could be that you say, oh, I don't like this thing that you're proposing for XYZ. Or this one is good. Thank you for proposing it. So that we know that we are co-creating the solution for our country. So the number one way of engaging with us and staying informed about what we're doing is to engage with us on our various platforms. So we have a dedicated website. It's updated almost every day. So it's Fiscal Reforms NG. So just remember fiscalreformsng.com. You see, once you go to that website, you would also see the link to our social media accounts. We are on LinkedIn. We are on Twitter, we are on Facebook, we are on Instagram. We also have a dedicated YouTube account, which you can also engage with. In addition to that, those who find it easier to find me personally, what I've also done is to also promote those communication on my own channel. So if you just remember Taiwo Oyedele, and you put it on Google, you'll find those information. You would also find in those platforms how to engage with us more directly. Like you want to send us an email or even WhatsApp. We have a dedicated WhatsApp account. So that way it's more tailored towards your needs. So the answer to your question about can we still receive submission? The answer is yes. We continue to remain open to submissions and ideas. But one thing we always ask for is make sure that what you are sending to us is data driven. So you cannot just say you want waivers of this or that, or you say that this is something that happens across Nigeria, but there's no evidence. Because if you don't give us evidence, it takes a longer time for us to come to a conclusion. So as much as possible, if you have a recording, you have pictures or videos, anything that shows evidence of what you're trying to tell us, it helps us to take it forward to the next step. And if you have groups, maybe associations of organizers, to make up parties in your own group as well, please promote what we're doing with your circles of influence. Because at the end of the day, you can have the best policies in the world, you can have the best laws in the world. If people are not aware, others will continue to take advantage of them, and the policies will not have the impact that they were designed to have. So collectively, we believe that we can overcome these challenges and set our nation on a path to irreversible progress that will benefit all of us. So again, we remain optimistic.
Thank you. And we're happy you remain optimistic, and we will continue to engage with you. We will continue to also support the process in terms of providing submissions, data-driven submissions with respect to your reform process. And we wish you all the best within the work you do. And we'll check again in a year with you from them, or perhaps even shorter before then. So thank you once again for your time. We do appreciate it. We wish you all the best. And I also want to note that for those who are interested in our tax report, it's available using the QR code that will be shown, and it's available for download on the website. Thank you, Mr. Oyedele, and have a great day.
Thank you very much, and do enjoy your conference.